the story of Ruth Wayne and her problems as a woman, as well as a nurse, a wife, and a mother. Today's episode in just a moment, after this message from our sponsor. Late afternoon at the garage over in Somerville, the garage that caused so much friction between Nettie and Hope when it was up for sale, and even more grief when Nettie found out where Hope had gotten the money to buy it. The place looks a lot better now than it did when Nettie first took it over, cleaner and more organized. And Reed Bannister is quite impressed with it as he stops his car in front of it.
Good afternoon, sir. What can... Oh, Dr. Bannister.
Hello, Nettie. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Well, it's nice of you to come all the way out here.
Nonsense. Don't you think I wanted to see this famous new Evans garage myself? Hey, it really does look good, Nettie.
Well, it's going to look even better when I get through fixing it up. Another coat of paint, some nice-looking signs up.
How's business been?
Oh, terrific. Much better than I thought it would be. If it goes on like this, I'll have to hire someone to help me out. And that's not all. You know about the new road, don't you?
What road?
A 4-lane highway. Going to come right through here next year. That'll make the place worth at least twice what I paid for.
Oh, it certainly looks as if you've really got something, Nettie.
I think so. Especially with car sales booming and lots of people looking around for things to put their money into. As a matter of fact, that's what I wanted to talk to you about, Dr. Bannister.
Yes?
You remember the other night when I was talking to Ruth about this whole thing? How I felt about being obligated to Frank Wayne? You said that if I wanted to, you'd lend me the money so I could pay him off.
Yes, of course I remember.
Well, did you really mean it? I mean, now that you've seen the place.
Well, certainly I meant it. I'd be very happy to give you the money. But if you recall, Ruth didn't seem to like the idea at all.
Well, why should she object? And what possible difference could it make to her?
I don't know. Better ask her. But she did object.
Well, I don't get it. I just don't get it. I mean, well, she's not too happy about the fact I'm obligated to Frank either. That he was the one who put up the money for the garage. She doesn't like him or trust him any more than I do. But she certainly doesn't feel that way about you, just the opposite.
Well, it's just possible, Nettie, that that's why she didn't want me to give you the money. Because of the way I do feel about her and about you.
But even if we weren't all friends, if it's a sound business deal... Look, why does Ruth have to know anything about it at all?
What do you mean?
Well, if you had some money to invest in something, and you came across a good thing, you'd just go ahead and invest it, wouldn't you? I mean, you wouldn't ask Ruth about it, just because in this particular case, I happen to be her brother.
Now, look, Nettie, I don't know all the ins and outs of your quarrel with Hope, but I gather that the fact that she got the money to buy the garage from Frank, got it secretly without telling you anything about it, had something to do with it. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. Lying to me like that, doing the whole thing behind my back.
Well, don't you realize that what you're suggesting would be just about the same thing? Doing something underhanded and furtive? And doing it to your own sister, to Ruth?
But it isn't the same thing, Dr. Bannister. Not exactly. You're right. Of course it's the same. Well, I guess I better forget about it. All of it. Best thing I can do is just pull right out and let Frank take over the garage.
No, I don't know if I'd do anything quite that drastic. Not yet, anyway. Suppose you let me talk to Ruth about it again. And after I do, well, we'll see.
The story of Big Sister will continue after this message from our sponsor. It's evening now, about 9 o'clock. Reed Bannister called for Big Sister about an hour ago, took her out for a drive. Crossing the river on the old suspension bridge, Reed stops the car on the high bluff, where they can look back, see the lights of the town.
I talked to your friend Fred Davis this afternoon.
Talked to him?
Phoned him in New York. He doesn't know where John is either. But somehow he didn't seem terribly worried. I got the feeling he thought John had gone into hiding to shake off my hand.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. That he wasn't worried about John, I mean. After all, he has been seeing him, and he'd know what his state of mind was. It was awfully nice of you to go to all that trouble, Reed.
I told you once that niceness has nothing to do with it. I had my own reasons for being interested, just as I have in, well, the other thing I wanted to talk to you about. Nettie.
Nettie?
Yes. I stopped at his garage today on my way back from the hospital. Very nice place.
Yes. Yes, it is.
It's a good location, and it's going to be even better. Did you know that they're going to put a new highway through, passing right by it?
Nettie did say something to me about it.
Seems a very sound business proposition to me, and a big opportunity for Nettie. Too bad he wants to give it up.
Give it up? What do you mean?
Well, that's what he was talking about today, pulling out. Because he didn't want to feel obligated to Frank Wayne.
Oh. Oh, that's too bad. I hope...
It's worse than just bad. It's criminal. Ruth, why are you so dead set against my lending him the money to pay Frank off?
So that's the reason for this elaborate build-up. And for the drive tonight, too. Because you wanted to bring that up again.
That's right. But don't shift ground, Ruth. You can be angry about that later if you like. But right now, I'd like to know why you don't want me to give him the money.
I told you why the other night, Reed. Because the situation is complicated enough already. Because I don't believe in imposing on friends. Involving them in things that they wouldn't even consider if it wasn't for your certain special relationship.
Well, what makes you think I wouldn't be interested, even if Nettie wasn't a friend? After all, I do have the money. And I'd just as soon invest it in something as keep it in the bank.
I don't think that's true, Reed.
I think you're the one who's not being honest, Ruth, either with me or yourself. What's more, you're being very unfair to Nettie. And indirectly, you're being somewhat insulting.
What do you mean?
Well, when you talked about special relationships, you were talking about us. And what you were implying, though you didn't say so, was that if I lent Nettie the money, it would give me some special advantage as far as you were concerned, that you would be obligated to me, too.
That's very shrewd of you, Reed. That was one of the reasons I was against the idea. Not that I'm afraid of obligations. But I did feel that the only reason you offered Nettie the money was because... All right. Suppose I withdraw my objection.
Ruth, will you?
I don't want to be unfair to Nettie. Stand in the way of his getting established. And after all, you are a free agent. If you want to make a business investment, it shouldn't be any concern of mine.
Oh, that's wonderful, Ruth. Really wonderful. I'll call Nettie as soon as I get home.
Reed, why are you staying on here? Here in Glen Falls?
Why? You know why. Because I like it.
But you shouldn't, Reed. You know you shouldn't. First of all, it's a waste. A criminal waste of your talents and abilities. And second, well, you see what it means. Involvement in all sorts of situations that... This isn't the place for you, Reed. It isn't.
Perhaps not, Ruth. But if it isn't, well, there's no place that is.
Let's go to New York now, to the duplex apartment of John Wayne's friend, Pete Steele. Slouched in a comfortable chair, a crossword puzzle in his hand, Steele does not get up, but merely waves as Diane Carville is shown in.
Hi there. You're just in time. What's a four-letter word for black, beginning with E?
A what? I'm having the faintest... Evan?
Evan, huh? Hey, that's right. That's terrific. Stick around.
Sorry, but I don't have the time. I just came to tell you that you were wrong. Completely wrong.
Oh, is that so? It's always nice to be able to tell that to someone, isn't it? What was I wrong about?
John, where he was. The last time I was here, you said he'd gone back to Ruth, to Glen Falls.
Well?
He hasn't. He isn't there, and no one there even has heard from him.
Well, that's that. Now what?
I don't know. I was just wondering whether you really were wrong, or whether you were lying.
You mean that I do know where he is, that I've even got him stashed away someplace?
Exactly. I imagine if you came right down to it, that's something you'd know a great deal about.
Oh, hiding out? Oh, there aren't 10 people in this town that know more about it than I do.
Well, do you know where he is?
No, I don't.
I see. Well, in that case...
Hey, now, don't start looking that way. You're not going to faint or anything, are you?
Faint? That would be a nice idea, wouldn't it? Just the right place for it.
You really are worried about him. I mean... Well, it's not just that you're jealous. Afraid he's gone back to his wife or anything like that.
Goodbye, Mr. Steele. And thanks very much. You've been a tremendous help.
Now, wait a minute. Come on back here. I've been writing about it all this time, sure, but now... Well, I really like the guy. Honest. What the devil do you think did happen to him?
Doubts and anxieties. Nagging and insistent, until they penetrate even Pete Steele's armor. And now he, too, asks a question that has been disturbing a good many people, both in Glen Falls and New York. Where is John Wayne? now a message from our sponsor. Join us tomorrow on Big Sister. This is Glenn Riggs speaking.